gone.
Yeah, what they say is a death hour.
Yeah. Was there a story behind them? Did you ever hear about what people would say, or, you know, when you heard one at night?
Well, them who owls?
The squinch owls, that's right.
They said the sound of death.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
I've heard people say when they holler at you, go over to the closet and turn your shoes over, and they'll...
Well, I hear them say you tie a corner of your shoe. I hear them that. And they said if you have a cramp, that you just get up and turn your shoes over. I said, I'll stop it. I didn't know it till the other day, a lady told me. So I have it. And she said, get up and turn your shoes over. That was Clifford said.
And then that bird that hammers on trees all the time.
That's a pepperwood.
Okay, and different types of them? Have you seen the one that gets about the size of a half-grown chicken?
No. Is there any? You see?
I've seen the small one.
Yellowhammer?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yellowhammer and redhammer.
Pepperwood and a jaybird.
Right, yeah.
And every morning, my yard be just full of little bitty little things. They call them little morning doves.
Did there seem to be more birds now or animals than there were then, or what? Or less?
It's more, because I never hear talking none until now. One time I stayed on that Sandy Branch Hill down there.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting in labor once with a baby, and my husband went off to get a midwife, and something come in the house while he was gone. But he turned around and come back to get his bath. I said, man, I thought you was gone. I said, go in there and get that dog out there. And you know what that was?
What?
It was a cat of mine. He struck me long there. I was in the bed, didn't come find. He struck me long there, and 4 days was just out of way. And you know them white folks come out there and tried to make me say my husband had hit me. I said, no, I didn't tell us it's a lie as that. Mm-mm. And before my baby was born, just a few minutes, they got them crowd of white people in the shed while they're in the woods and killed that thing. They say he hollered so loud, said he'd have got to me, he'd have told me up.
Mm.
And that man that didn't have no caffeine, he had to get a slat out the bed to fight that thing. He just grabbed a slat and come just a beating and fighting.
Yeah. It had gone rabid? Got rabies, a cat?
That was one of them cats what tear people up when they confined that. It was a wild cat.
Oh, okay.
A cat of mine. And okay. That thing as long as he is. They brought him up there and hold him up to the window, let me see. Right down on Sandy Branch Hill. I don't go in the woods. I used to ramble the woods. I quit going in the woods. I didn't know nothing like that was in the woods.
God.
I didn't know nothing like that was in them woods. And you know where it was when you got it?
Where?
Down to the spring where I took water from, down that way for me. Had sense enough to get down there and hide and wait for me. But I didn't go.
Where you used to take water from?
From the spring down there on the Sandy Branch Hill. You know that branch you cross where you get up on the hill to the milk dairy.
Yeah.
That's where I was living.
Do you remember, did you ever have animals that come and raid your chickens, houses?
Nothing but a old fox come in. And my husband shot him. He let me hit out. Told not to kick.
Any names for other animals like that? Varmints?
It's possum, foxes, just deer. You know, I've seen deer.
And rabbits and
I see some deer right down there.
Yeah, they all going across the road sometimes.
Yeah, that thing got all with me. Four or five people, little deer.
Some people hit some with the car, you know, just mess up the car.
Well, what? Who dog that? Yeah. That young?
I hit one with a car.
A deer?
Yeah.
Did you kill it?
Yeah, killed my car too.
Dude, well, listen, who dog that boy?
What?
In that road that there, wasn't me a father.